This is Steve Stunder, and this is Pay Attention. Do you trust yourself? Do you trust yourself to analyze situations to the best of your ability? Do you trust yourself to make a decision based on data that has taken place throughout your life? Do you think you have the capability to make a good decision based on all the information that you have available to you? And oftentimes we have to question our motivation when it comes to making decisions. Are we really truly trying to make the best possible decision for as many people in our lives that we can benefit? Or are we making decisions just to benefit ourselves? As I've gotten older, I've realized that a lot of the decisions that I make have far-reaching consequences for myself, for my children, for the people around me. And it's important to trust yourself. It's important to trust that you have that capacity to review all possible outcomes and all possible consequences and be able to make a good decision. One of the things that we do as people is we second guess ourselves. We make a decision, and then we think about all the reasons why the decision that we made is a bad one. I don't understand why we always go right to that. Why do we go right to, we've done something wrong, or we've made a bad decision, or I'm going to pick this option and it's not going to be the one that works out? Isn't it just as possible that the idea that you pick or the decision that you make is the right one? Because we very frequently go right to the decision that we've made is wrong. We've done something we're not supposed to. It's not going to work out. I don't understand why we go right there. Why can't we go right to, this is going to work out. This is a good decision. And I think that what I'm doing is best for myself and the people that I care about the most. Honestly, a lot of this is fear. Most people are afraid that making a decision is going to lead them down a path that is not going to work out. And then when it doesn't work out, that leads to failure and frustration and people around us telling us we made a bad decision. Quite honestly, I think most of the reason why we're so afraid to make a bad decision and we don't trust ourselves is because we are waiting for someone or a group of someone's to tell us that we messed up. It's that fear of the people around us letting us know that what we did was wrong and that we made a bad decision. It's almost not even about the decision itself or the consequences of that decision. Most of the time, it's about being told that we were wrong. So why don't you trust yourself? What is it that keeps us from saying, I've been through some stuff, I know what I'm doing, I have the capability to collect all of this data and be able to make a good decision? Just like we trust other people, we have to trust ourselves. And I guess we have to trust ourselves until we give ourselves a reason not to. If you've made a bad decision in the past, you really need to think about, why is it that that bad decision was made? A lot of times, it's lack of information. I can tell you that this has happened to me a lot in my professional life, where I've made a decision about something professionally, and I think a little bit of it had to do with lack of information. And sometimes that's my fault. I think that one of the areas in which we don't trust ourselves is when we're looking for a job, or if we have a job and we're looking for a new one. Because so many times we're afraid to make that jump. We're afraid to look at a situation and say, this could be a better situation for me professionally. It could be a better situation for my family. But the fear of the unknown, I think, is what keeps us and holds us back a little bit in our professional lives, in our personal lives. That fear is really the part that we don't trust. We don't trust ourselves because we are afraid that if we make a bad decision, it's going to be something that we're just going to keep looking at. It's going to be something we keep getting reminded of. And it's going to be a situation where if something negative happens, we're certainly not going to trust ourselves in the future. You have to think about your instincts. Number one, where do they come from? Instincts come from experience. Instincts come from, I had a feeling about something, I acted on that feeling, and it worked out. And it worked out more times than it didn't. Because as we all know, we're not perfect. We don't bat 1,000. Sometimes, you know, we take some swings, and we miss. And that's a lot of the reason why we take less swings in the future, because we're afraid of missing. There are some people that they just go up there and they just swing away. They have very little fear of, you know, swinging right through that pitch. And then there's some people who go up to the batter's box and they stand there and they take a whole bunch of pitches and they strike out looking. And I think that there is a happy medium between those two things. If you're a baseball player, you don't want to swing at every pitch, but you also don't want to not get the bat off your shoulder either. In the game of life, you need to get the bat off your shoulder. You need to trust yourself. You need to trust your instincts. There's a reason why we end up in some of the situations that we do. There's a reason why we end up with the opportunities that we have. If you end up with an opportunity to get a good job, or you end up with the opportunity to be in a good relationship, or you end up with the opportunity to acquire something like buying a house or buying a car, large purchases or large commitments that require things like research and understanding of the situation. If we're in that situation, it's because we've done something right. If you're in a situation where you can get a very good job, it's because you have the education, the experience, and the accomplishments to be able to do so. If you're in a situation where you can start a new relationship, it's because you have connected with another person and that person is connected with you. If you're in a situation where you can purchase a home or a car, it's because you've worked hard and you have the ability to do so. That's most of what gets us to those opportunities. And then we have to trust ourselves that we are going to make the right decision when it comes to that. We're going to make the right decision to take that job. We're going to make the right decision to enter into a relationship or purchase a home or a vehicle or something of that nature. I think that the fear oftentimes is what keeps us from being able to do the things that we want to do. You never want to be in a situation where you look back and you say, I wish I would have done that. I wish I would have taken that job. I wish I would have gone for it. Instincts come from experience, and experience comes from actually going for it. Because when you do that, you gather that experience so that you can utilize that experience to make good decisions later. If you don't trust yourself, honestly, a lot of it is fear. So how do you get over that fear? Part of how you get over that fear is doing things. And sometimes it's about looking that fear in the face in kind of lower stakes situations. We don't have to be cavalier with how we go about making decisions. We don't have to just do everything all the time just to say, I made a decision or I had an experience. You want to try to be as calculated as possible when it comes to these types of things. You know, we don't want to get a job and then get another one and then get another one just to say, I had experience and I trusted my instincts. And you want to try to find that proper balance between changing things all the time, making huge decisions all the time, and trying to secure yourself professionally and personally and in your relationships and things of that nature. Part of what it is that gets us to a place where we can make those good decisions is accumulating enough positive experiences to outweigh the negative experiences. If we have a lot of negative experiences, I think the assumption is that we're going to have a negative experience with all of the things that we're doing. And on the other side, if most of our experiences are positive, we're going to think that positive things are going to happen. It's when you have a string of negative things happen, or when you have a little bit of a slump, staying in that positive mindset, even though it's hard, is really important. That allows us to trust ourselves a little bit more, to trust ourselves in saying, we're going to make a good decision, even if the outcome isn't always positive. So if you're going for that job, trust yourself that you are making the right decision. If you're going for a situation where you're purchasing a home or you're looking to have children or something, you didn't get in that situation by making bad decisions. You didn't get that job opportunity. You didn't get that opportunity to be in a relationship with someone or start a family or purchase a home by making bad decisions. You got to this place by doing the right things and trusting yourself along the way. Why would you change your mindset and not trust yourself to make the right decision and move in the right direction? One of the great things about your professional life, for example, if you get yourself in a situation where you take a job, let's say, and you don't like it, you do have the choice to try to move forward with that. You know, if you sign a contract of some kind, you may be locked into a certain period of time, but you have to look at these things as accumulation of experience to be able to help you to trust yourself more in the future. If you make a decision and you get a positive outcome, you're going to assume and hope that you have that same positive outcome the next time. If you make a decision and have a negative outcome, you want to think about what were the reasons why the outcome was negative and do your best to make better decisions in the future so that the outcome is positive the next time. The good thing about both of those situations is that if you trust yourself enough, they can both end up being positive. The positive situation, because it is in fact positive, and the negative situation, because you're going to learn something from it and you're going to do better next time. It's really not about the outcome of one decision. It's about the accumulation of experience so that you can trust yourself in the future. Sometimes we have to recognize if we do something that doesn't turn out well, that it's not always because we made a bad decision or because we were careless. Sometimes it's circumstances. Sometimes it's just an accumulation of different factors that are out of our control. But as long as you're not making careless decisions, there's no reason not to trust your instincts and trust yourself. Those instincts come from having experiences. Those instincts come from trusting yourself a little bit more often and allowing yourself to be able to gather the information you need to make decisions, gather the skills necessary to make good decisions, and be able to become a person that is not afraid to do these types of things so that you are able to develop those skills for decision making in the future. So, when making decisions, trust your instincts. Develop your instincts by having experiences, both positive and negative. Both positive and negative experiences can have a positive outcome. But a negative experience can only have a positive outcome if we use it as a learning opportunity. We use it as a learning opportunity to gather experience. We gather experience to develop our instincts, and we use our instincts to trust our decision-making process in the future. Don't be afraid of these types of opportunities. Don't be paralyzed by fear. Be empowered by by that little bit of fear that tells you that you understand what the stakes are of a particular situation. But they shouldn't stop you from making a positive impact and a positive decision for yourself in the future. Don't be careless, but don't be too careful either. And above all else, pay attention.